This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz off this week for his seventh paternity leave for this one child. We're going to do the top five of five anyway. It is brought to you by Fran. We will see if Fran can live up to his last performance, which was decent, I think we'd say. TK, are you listening in there? I need you to just lock in and listen to Fran on the top five of five, just so, I need your review as well. I feel like you're critical as well. So here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Cookie Rojas.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So first thing, I feel like you're always kind of like spontaneous with that stuff. So that was, I didn't see that coming.
You can, but, okay. All right. Just real quick. So what he's talking about is spontaneous and when I introduce it.
Yes.
Here's the thing. It's 5 o'clock.
You're right.
It's coming. Right. And you can always hear in the tone of my voice when I want it. I'll go da 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 da.
And you're it's like it's you're right quick there. Though. You're quick.
All
but
right,
well. I know. I feel like I've gotten better with it.
All right. All right.
So
that
so,
was not a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, I feel like I've definitely had some uncomfortable moments.
Okay.
Here at WIP in general, but specifically with you guys.
Okay.
For sure. And even dating back to the Marks days. So.
Okay.
What I have for you are the top five most uncomfortable moments that I've had with the afternoon show.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So, starting at number five. Now, look, I'm not here to make excuses, but it had been a while that I had engineered a Chickies while I was with Ike and
yep.
And John. But it had been like 3 or 4 months, and Ike, I know, usually likes his speakers turned down when he likes to do his live
yes.
reads.
Yes.
And I forgot.
Okay.
And after it was done, after I had the speakers, you know, blaring while Ike was doing his live read, Ike let me have it. He was like, Francisco! don't you know that I like the, you know, like the speakers to be turned out? And my face got red. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I, yeah. you know, didn't want to make any excuses, but.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Oh, you do?
I remember that.
Now, that wasn't when that was pre-me, I don't think.
Yeah, it was pre-you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, forget or not forget, or
yeah.
2-3 months or 4 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Not a lot
I gotta
to
do better,
remember
John.
Well,
do better.
And it wasn't completely your fault. It's actually Breitmaier's fault. For not informing you, that's the way I like to do my
reads.
Well,
no, see, here's the thing where I will take blame.
Okay.
Like, you had told me this before.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I had told you.
It had been
before.
A while, though. It had been a while.
Okay.
You know, it had been a while. But I was very, you know, Ike, you know, he's yelling at me. I didn't feel, you know, maybe as comfortable as I do with him now, you know, at the time. So it was not fun.
Yeah.
I have to say, and I know I can be this way as well, so I understand what it's like when I am this way with a producer. But when Ike hits the part-time producer with like the Ike pissed off thing or I'm sitting there, I almost feel like I'm getting yelled at, you know, like I almost, even if you screwed up really bad, there's a part of me that wants to go, well, hey, it's like, I always want to look at him and be like, it's okay.
Give him a break.
Yeah.
No, but, see you part timers, man. At that time, man, see you guys, first of all, you guys don't know how easy you got it in this era of doing sports talk radio here.
You're not going to get punched.
Yeah. And that wasn't even by me. That could be by somebody else.
Yes, that wasn't by me.
Yep. Yes. So, you know, some of you guys get a little bit too comfortable, and I just got to make sure, you know, don't get too comfortable.
Yeah, this era overall of WIP is a lot easier to deal with in that way than previous eras.
Fran would eat a three-course meal before he actually did anything at Chickies and Pizza. That's the other
thing. That's not true. I'd eat lunch. It would be like pizza and fries.
Leaders eat last, Fran.
That's the other thing. What are you even doing eating?
And so do part-time producers.
Well, that was like a couple weeks ago when I showed up. I think I helped Breitmeyer with something. I showed up, got my free food, helped out with Breitmeyer for a second, and I was gone.
Yes, keep going.
All right, what's number four?
Number four, so it actually involves Rod Lakin on your show. Okay. So I think it was like 3 weeks ago now that I put a caller on the air, and he was obviously like hammered out of his mind.
Uh-huh.
And Rod came in, and he let me have it. He was like, why did you put this guy on?
Time out. Every one of these just going to be a different person at WIP yelling at you for not doing your job correctly?
Oh, we'll find out.
Okay, all right.
Should I relabel
it? What is it like when Lakin's mad? Rod's never been mad at me.
He's never shown mad. I don't know if he yells at me, but he gives me that like, Fran, what are you doing, man? Like this can't happen. Like it's the afternoon show, we can't be doing this.
He's right. Though I like the drunk guys sometimes.
You didn't yell at me, but Rod came in. He's like, man, what are we doing, man? Like, come on, be better.
See what Jack will do is Jack will put the topic and then in parentheses totally hammered.
Yep.
So I'll know what the guy.
Should have been written on the rundown.
Well, look,
it's written on the rundown.
Jack has never looked at that sheet after I did it for him. Have you ever seen Lakin like?
No.
Angry?
No.
I haven't seen him angry yet.
Nah, not angry.
Yeah.
He doesn't get angry.
See, he was this is the most I've seen him angry is when there was the misspelling on the Saquon card.
That he was not happy about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was Tucker, though. So, all right. What's number three?
All right. Number three. I promise the last one that involves anybody yelling at me.
Here we go.
I promise. It's a promise. I promise.
Okay.
It's Ike again. So this is actually, I didn't realize this like 5 minutes before I did this. It wasn't even technically the afternoon show, but it was the Players Lounge.
Okay.
And I panicked. There was like 30 seconds left. Before we were about to come back from break. And I think it might have been Buzz back here. And he's like, yo, I need to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. Get on the mic. And so I took Ike's mic where, you know, he has his own mic shield. And I was like, yo, Dan, what's up? What's up? What's up? And after like a couple seconds, I grabbed the back. He said, don't you ever do that again. And there was like a crowd right there. He said, don't you do that again, Fran, blah, blah.
Yeah, don't ever speak into my mic.
Yeah. I learned. I didn't do it ever again.
Yeah. The reason why I carry a mic cover with me all the time.
Doesn't want your Fran breath.
Yes, I don't want your
the boogers.
Your piece of frickles and everything else that's coming out of there on my microphone.
That's fair.
Yeah. You didn't know Ike was a diva, did you? Yeah, got a little diva in me.
Just a little bit. You deserve it.
Ah.
Face the WIP over here. You know?
Well, I've yelled at Teeks before, too.
What? I don't think I've never had the opportunity. TK, by the time I came back, was not doing that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So I've never had that opportunity to have to yell at TK.
Yeah,
I try not to yell, but then when something goes wrong,
he's one of those guys. It's hard to you can't be mad at TK.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Teeks is
he's grinding.
He's harmless in there, and he's normally working.
Yeah,
very hard.
And he's just like you, former linebacker.
Yep, that's right.
All-American.
Yep. All right. What's next?
So number two, there's been, and I can speak to this, and Spike, you as well, just last week, the technical problems that we have. The one time I'm going to speak on is, maybe you remember this, like the first time Breitmeyer let me go by myself while we were at Chickies.
Oh,
we had
yeah.
problems, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was unplugging mics when I was supposed to.
Oh, that was our first Chickies broadcast.
Yes. No. This is before you. But
you can add that to that.
Not several times.
Yeah. Just unplugging every mic and playing it back.
Yeah, I didn't have to play at that point. I mean, I feel like I'm a seasoned vet now. I feel like you guys can trust me. I'll be down there this Friday. But, at that time, I was just freaking out. I had no idea what was going on. It was very uncomfortable.
I did not yell at him then.
Oh, when he was... Because
I knew he was already
panicked. You were trying to help me.
Yeah, he was already panicked.
So what I try to do in those situations is I've learned that if somebody is stressed out with a technical thing, yelling at them makes it worse.
Yeah, it just makes it worse.
But I'm so mad. So what I have to do is just silently stare into nothing and hope the person doesn't see that I'm silently staring into nothing.
And hope they fix whatever is going on.
Fix it. Normally it's, did you test that? Did you test it? Why didn't you test it? All right. What's number one?
All right, so number one is, it's actually like a little past the 1 year anniversary of my infamous Black History Top 5 of 5.
Right.
And you guys have actually
The top five black people to you or something?
Yeah, the top five, you know, Philadelphia
top
athletes.
Top five black Philadelphia athletes that influenced them.
Okay.
Yes. But what ensued afterwards was just very awkward for me. And I actually have the sound here, so I'm going to play it for you.
Great. Are you good?
Yeah. You going to be okay?
I'm great.
We don't want to ruin this for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great. I'm feeling great.
Okay.
This will get better once she leaves.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Our friendship? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In the workplace.
Again, the workplace is not the place to be to have your friendship.
Yeah.
Ah, I got you.
And I'm not talking about regular friendship like we have as coworkers. We're talking about the friendship you like and you want.
No, what are you talking about?
It's okay. Everybody knows already.
It's okay.
I mean, it's the worst
You guys sit at the lunch table together for 2 hours.
Yeah, we're good friends. She likes music. I like music.
Oh, would you stop? Stop the charade.
So this was when the front desk person and you were having your little lunch affair.
Lunch affair, sure. Yeah.
And they noticed, right? Yes. And called you out on it.
Yeah. I thought no one noticed, but it didn't work.
No one noticed. Yeah, really?
She was into you?
Being friendly.
She was into you?
More than he was into her.
Okay. And you just saw it. Do you really just see it as just talking, or did you know what was going on?
If we're being honest, I mean, probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be both.
Yeah, I knew what was going on.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, I don't think he liked the fact that she liked him.
Oh, really?
I think she liked him more than he was actually into her.
Hmm. You know what they say about beggars and choosers, though?
Yeah.
Slim pickings.
Yeah,
and this definitely was one you let get away.
I don't remember. You'll have to tell me during the break who she was. Maybe I don't even know her.
I don't think, I don't think you do.
She might have just been there while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It wasn't here a long time either.
Fran, I will give that one on a scale of 10, 5.8.
That's 5. It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It was
okay.
What about you, Ike? What about you?
I'd have given it a 7.5.
Okay, see, that's what I was thinking.
Is this 7.5 on a Fran scale, or are you grading on a curve?
Of course.
Oh, okay. 7.5 for Fran.
Don't say that.
Well, which is not different than a 5.8 overall. It might even be lower.
5.8? It's like a full, like, almost 2 points.
But I'm not grading on a Fran scale. I'm grading on a scale of how good it should be.
He's a pretty tough teacher, man.
Yeah, he's just grading you against you.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Everyone gets their own thing.
Man, it was solid coming from you.
Right, thanks.
He's actually insulting you more than I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
this hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. That's your last chance to get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Arthur in Greensboro, North Carolina. You're on WIP. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing? Ike, Spike.
What's up, brother?
Long time Philly fan. You know, I'm living in Greensboro, North Carolina now. We still celebrating the Super Bowl. I wore my necklace and my eagle pendant to work. I'm a violence prevention coordinator for the North Carolina Office of Violence Prevention. But I just wanted to call y'all because this Super Bowl takes on a special meaning for me and my family. We buried my mother October the 6th in West Philadelphia. And when she passed on, she asked us to get her an Eagles dress, which we did, an Eagles necklace, which we did, an Eagles pair of earrings, which we did, and her 2018 Super Bowl ring was across her chest.
When you buried her?
October the 6th, yes.
No, I'm saying all those things when you had the funeral.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a fan.
And that's how big Philadelphia Eagles is in my family. So, you know, I've been a lifelong resident of Philly. I was up there till 98, going to every game. Only one jersey I have is the Wilbur Montgomery jersey in terms of the Mitchell and Ness ones. People still don't know who that is here in Greensboro, so I had to educate them. But my son, I have a 7-year-old son, and he watched this Super Bowl with me, and it was wonderful. We had a house full up here, and he was so ecstatic. And I asked him, well, you know, what did it mean a lot? And my 7-year-old son said to me, who's 50, almost 51, he said, well, Dad, I wanted them to win because I would have felt bad for you if they would have lost.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's a huge thing. And, I've seen you several times around town of Philly, you know, some lifelong fan.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share that. My mother's name was Betty Durham, and she was the biggest Eagle fan in the history of Philadelphia, ask me. And she got to see, and she did say that after the first Super Bowl, she looked at me and she said, at least I get to see them win the Super Bowl. She was ill for a while. And the second one, I know, I was looking at her obituary the whole time at the game. I just kept looking. And when we got the dagger, the long pass to Devontae, I said, Mom, we got it.
No.
And, so it meant a lot to us. And we still celebrate. So
now, as you should,
I wanted to call and let y'all know that.
Yeah, as you should, yes, man. Sir. And, man, it's always great to hear stories. And appreciate the call, Arthur. It's always great to hear stories like this about how this team is so deeply rooted into families, right? And different generations of family. And this last 8 years, 3 Super Bowl trips, 2 Super Bowl wins. I just feel so good for those lifelong Eagle fans that have been around for 40 and 50 years of following this team. And they got way more heartbreak on their ledger. And it's good that they are being rewarded for being lifelong Eagle fans.
Eagles fans are different, man.
Yeah, man.
Bury me in all my Eagles stuff.
Yep.
I'm sure there are other teams that have it, but it is the amount of Eagles fans that are like that, which is crazy to me. When I think I mentioned when I went to Levi, the legendary Levi from Overbrook, mm-hmm. when I went to his funeral, not only was there WIP stuff everywhere, I think there was an Eagles helmet on the casket,
yep.
which is the way people care about that team here is... And the players get to experience it at the parade, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they get to experience it because it means more to them than I think a lot of the players can even comprehend.
Right.
And I'm glad they have this memory of the Super Bowl parade in their brains that they can go back to sometimes when we're a pain in the ass, which we often are.
Yeah, and we are as fans. I tell you, speaking of the parade. First of all, it's great that these guys, they get off the bus and they're interacting with the fans.
Yes.
That's awesome. We saw when the Braves won the World Series a few years ago, it was like they were speeding through traffic in their parade to get through the damn downtown.
Right. This, it took 3 hours to go a mile and a half, you know?
But Saquon was fully enjoying the parade. He was interacting with fans. I saw where he brought the Eagles ball boy across the barriers, into the parade. But the craziest thing I saw from Saquon, and I saw a lot of good things. This wasn't necessarily a bad thing unless you're sort of, I'm a phobe germ, the germ thing.
Germ phobe.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yep.
This man grabbed a bottle of Hennessy from somebody and turned it up.
Well, you don't do that until you're a few drinks of Hennessy into
right.
it. Right.
I saw that, man. I said, dude, this dude should never play for another team again, man.
No, he can't.
Because this dude is, he's all in.
He's
all in. Now, it's one thing to take a beer, you know, the fans are tossing you beers and this and that and the other. Somebody had a liter of one of the biggest Hennessy bottles, and he grabbed it, man, and turned that thing up. I said, oh, God.
Well, talk about going from one extreme to the other for Saquon.
Right.
Saquon must have been like, I will drink anything from anybody if you put me in this situation. The craziest thing I saw with a player and a fan, I think you probably saw this video. It was Nolan Smith.
Oh, man.
Now, Nolan Smith drank a lot. I think he wrote that he had 10 beers and whatever.
Hell no.
But he took a little kid and put the little kid on his shoulders and just walked away with the little kid.
He walked away with somebody's kid.
That's somebody's baby. And probably this is what Eagles fans are. The parent was somebody like, oh, that's awesome, man. It's been so my kid.
How far did he get up the road before they had to bring the kid back?
I don't know. He looked. Nolan Smith looked like he had no intention on turning around. It's like, why?
Somebody had to grab him. Like, hold on, man. We got to take him back.
That is somebody's baby.
And we definitely can't leave him with you.
No, the kid wasn't 10 or something. The kid looked like he was like 3. It was amazing. 215-592-9494.
The youngins enjoyed themselves.
They sure did. Can you imagine how exciting that is for that kid, too? Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. How's it going?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What a joyous week last week was.
Wasn't it?
It was just absolutely incredible. And you guys did a great job covering it. It just was magic, man. Fantastic.
I feel honored.
Yeah, I think you guys did a great job. When I say you, Tasty Cake, I mean the fans. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. You're talking about everybody coming out. That felt like that parade was bigger than the one in 18.
It did. Just watching it on TV, the shots at the art museum, I mean, it just was absolutely breathtaking to see all those people, all those people that happy.
Mm-hmm. And I would say this, and I know, Ike, you feel the same way. I'm like honored that we got to be on the air during this run and for that parade.
Yes, sir.
I know we do a lot of argue this, argue that, this player that, but at our heart, I can speak for us at least, we're just fans that are happy to be, and to have a moment that and that week specifically, between that Monday and that Friday, when all we were doing was celebrating, and there was no, could this guy do this? Could this guy do that? That we don't get a lot of that. I'm not crying about my job. I love my job. It's the greatest job in the world. But I feel honored that we got to be sort of the voice of everyone and got to be on the air during that.
Yep.
Because prior to 2018, that had never happened for anybody here.
Yep.
You know,
it was great, and I just appreciated WIP having the vehicle where you could just take that all in.
Yeah, it was the best.
I got to tell you, Ike, for and I listened to all the shows today. I didn't know who the hell you were doing the show with because your co-host today said Jalen Hurts is the MVP candidate, and he called Joel Embiid a quitter, and I didn't know who the hell you were doing the show with.
Well, I've said, no one wants to hear the Embiid stuff because once somebody gets sort of pinned to you, like you, I love Joel. I love Joel and I cheer for him. Yeah. But his, and I have empathy for him because of the injuries, but the way that he has carried himself, even the whole I might get surgery thing, like just sort of the off the cuff, I think has been really like, disappointing. He's had a lot of disappointing moments, and I've said that a lot of times, but I want him to succeed, and I think that comes through sometimes. And I said, if Jalen plays the way that he played those two games, I just want to be clear. I never want him to throw 35, 40 times a game. He plays that way, he is an MVP candidate. He plays that way, he is elite. Like, 100%. No doubt about it. I'm there with that. The question is, will he? But if he does, the sky's the limit, you know?
I while you were doing the show, Spike, and all of your input on Jalen, I never doubted that you wanted him to succeed because you want the Eagles to win.
Of course.
That comes through absolutely. And I hope that you take people to call and criticize the Sixers. All we want is the Sixers to win.
Of course.
So the criticism sometimes of the Sixers is based on the fact that Sixers fans, like I've been a Sixers fan for over 50 years. I just want them to win.
Yes, of course. We can disagree on how. That's the whole thing about Jalen or run the ball or pass the ball. All we're talking about is how we all have the same goal. That we all have the same goal. We see different things and think they'll get how they can get there in different ways. But we all want the same thing, mm-hmm. except for Jack.
On your point when you opened the show, Spike.
Yes.
I got two things. I absolutely think that Nick has earned the right to pick his own OC. Just absolutely think so. I think whoever he wants, I will go with.
When
I think of Nick Sirianni right now, Spike, I'm writing down 12 wins. I'm just writing down 12 wins.
And
see where we go from there.
I understand the position. I understand what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree, but I understand what you're saying, and I think it's hard when a guy has won as much as he's won, been to two Super Bowls and won one, if he's an offensive guy and his guy is on the staff and wants to be the OC. It's hard. I understand it would be hard to tell him no.
And Ike, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, do you think it's more of a priority for me, Ike, it's more a priority to sign either Milt Williams or Zach or Sweat? The offensive, so to me, it seems as though, Ike, you could throw Jeff Statlin a piece of clay and he could sculpt a masterpiece.
Right.
Right. And he did it mile on and didn't even play football.
True.
I mean, he takes these guys and he makes them all pros.
The price is what's going to matter. Zach is the easiest, I believe, to sign of the group. Becton, I don't know what his value is out there. I will tell you this, he's only 25 years old.
He was a seventh pick in the draft.
Yeah. So I understand, like, you can put a Tyler Steen in there or whomever. But the fact of the matter is, they were better with Mekhi Becton in there.
100%.
Playing. So I think his, depending on what his value is. But yeah, I could see where Milton Williams would be the guy because he's young. He was a draft pick here, but his value also may be higher.
I think – thank you for the call, Tasty Cake.
He's going to cost you more to keep Milton Williams.
I think Milton Williams is going to go for a lot more than they can spend.
Right.
The other question on the offensive line is, can you pay everybody elite offensive line money?
That is a valid question.
Lane's making it. Jordan's making it.
Only one who's not is
Dickerson.
Sturgis.
Yeah, is Juergens.
Juergens.
Yeah. All right.
And I knew it wasn't Sturgis.
Yes. 215-592-9494.
Cam Sturgis used to be our kicker.
We'll come back and do the text line and all that
on
stuff.
On the Super Bowl team.
Oh, right.
He got injured. That's how we got Jake Elliott.
And look at him.
And look at
him now. He Wally Pipped him. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.